Scott Reed and Rich Meaner in our, this is officially our third hour of broadcasting this afternoon on this very, very frigid cold Friday. We're going to be talking to you more about warming centers, about where you can go here in the city to get warm if you're on the streets, if you're lacking shelter. And we're going to talk about what that experience is like. That's coming up a little bit later in the show. But you know, Rashmi, we have dedicated, I would say, umpteen hours to talking about the TTC, talking about incidents of violence. There's been this horrifying, terrifying rash of violent incidents. That was then met with a policy response from the city where they said they were going to increase the number of uniformed officers available across public transit. That's also being met with other, you know, special constables, more hiring, private security guards. And yet, you know, whether that all is reflected in the fact that a new survey tells us that people do not feel safe on the TTC, or whether hopefully that lack of security is being addressed. But there's a new poll out that says more than 70% of Ontarians feel less safe on transit than a year ago. Now, that's all the whole province. So you're thinking about, you know, public transit in other parts, London, in Ottawa, other parts of the province, Thunder Bay. But I think we know overwhelmingly, mathematically, that those results are being driven by the experience here in Toronto and the GTA.
Yeah, 66% of those responding to the Nanos poll indicated that they were more or somewhat more cautious of their surroundings when out in an urban setting as a result of the recent incidents. So we have a response from the city, and that includes 50 special constables, 25 new positions, officers working overtime to help people feel safe on buses, trains, and streetcars. Joining us now, live on The Rush, and we are always grateful for his time, Stuart Green, TTC spokesperson. Really great at his job. Tough assignment right now, Stuart.
Hey, Stuart, I've seen you on TV all day long, okay? So it's minus 33 degrees out. You are never not doing an interview today. You're taking punches on this survey that says people don't. So just how great is your day, man? Let's just start with that. How you doing?
So I'm glad you asked, because you know why you've seen me on TV today? Because I've been talking about an incident that happened last night where one of our bus operators on Finch Avenue in Scarborough saved four people
yes,
from having their car hit by a train.
Yes.
That is what I'm really happy to be talking about today.
And we did.
I will talk about the survey. I'm happy to talk about the survey. I'm less happy to talk about the survey. But I'm most happy to talk about when our employees are being recognized for amazing work.
And so Michelle Dubé with CTV News was on the last hour telling us about this story, Stuart, because it's going to be on CTV News at 6 as well. But yeah, I mean, bring us up to speed. This one driver saw a car stuck on the tracks, knew that there was a train coming, and went out there and helped pull four people out of the vehicle.
Yeah, so, I mean, as we understand it, he was on his route, and he's been driving this route for a while. He's a 14-year employee. This car, I guess, police would know better than me, but my understanding is that the car had turned onto the tracks thinking it was a driveway, because there is a driveway very near the level crossing there. So the car, unfortunately, was sort of caught there, and this driver got out, and he pointed out to these people they need to get off the tracks. They weren't moving. He sort of physically got involved and opened the door and helped them out, got them onto his bus, which, by the way, was in service with about a dozen people on it. So he had to pull the bus out of service to make sure that these people were safe on board the bus, and then the car got hit by a train. And, it was great work by him and really, really amazing stuff.
Wow.
That's a genuine act of courage and quite a story. We do know that CTV, 6 p.m., you can hear it here, and you can watch it on television. Obviously, Michelle Dubé said they're going to be talking about that. But we're not just going to focus on positive news here, Stuart.
Why would you? Your job is to focus on the good news. Your job is to be miserable and to pick your wings off
like a bug.
Okay, guys. I used to do your job.
I get it.
But the survey is, come on, 71%, Stuart. It's not just a few people.
No.
So let's put some context around it. We absolutely understand that people are concerned about safety. Our customers are telling us that. Our employees are telling us that. This survey was done last week at the height of media coverage of some very high profile and concerning incidents. The result is not surprising. It's why we've responded the way we have. Extra special constables, you've mentioned the staff we have out there. We've got some compassionate outreach as well, because we know that some of these incidents involve people who are in crisis and they need different kinds of support. And you know, we are a transit agency. policy first and foremost, but we also appreciate that there are people who are using our system in ways that it was not designed to be used. So we need to make sure that they're getting support as well.
416-872-1010. When we get on the other side of the break in about 5-6 minutes, we're going to take your calls. Have you noticed, we're talking to you listeners, call in, let us know, have you noticed a difference already after the deployment of new police? Do you feel any safer? Just trying to pick up on your point, Stuart, that, you know, the survey was taken, you know, before the policy response and in a time of, you know, nonstop media coverage. But, you know, I'll tell you, my background is actually not journalism. Obviously, I'm not a journalist. You can tell just by the ridiculous way I speak. But my background is politics. And I can tell you that when you get a 70, that's 110 in real terms, in terms of politics. It means that that is an overwhelming blanket result, and where people are saying, we don't feel safe. And I'm not coming at you and saying, well, my God, what are you, Stuart, going to do about it? We know what one of the policy responses are. But I guess the question is, how do you communicate to people over time? Look, you know, there's not just one thing we're doing. It's not just about uniforms on a platform. There's a bunch of things we're doing to make people feel more secure, more safe. We know ridership numbers are down. This has got to take a beating on those. So what's the long-term plan from your perspective in terms of fortifying people's comfort level with public transit?
Yeah, well, it's very much a phased response. I mean, you know, our initial response was to increase the visibility of our staff who are not security staff per se. So just more people out there in high visibility vests, like just so people would see our customers and our employees know there are others around. Should they feel anything is a little off, they can report that. They can seek assistance in that way. That was sort of the first response based on the staff we have available now. We started redeploying our special constables differently very early on, but again, you know, we only have limited resources based on, you know, managing and providing security to a system that, you know, is still, by the way, overwhelmingly safe, right? Hundreds of millions of trips a year without incident, but these are of concern. So then we get into the issue of, you know, well, what can we do then sort of medium term? So then we look at things like, you know, we've got 50 new special constables that will be hired this year. We've got 20 streets to homes workers who will be in the system helping people who need that support. And then we get into what was announced last weekend, which was additional frontline security support from people who have experience working with those in crisis and mental health and addiction supports, and additional street outreach workers who will be positioned at the stations where we know people are seeking shelter overnight. And then the longer term issue, and this is where we get into the societal changes and systemic issues that are not core to what the TTC does. Like, let's, you know, as I said, we're a transit agency, right? We're not a shelter, we're not a mental health agency. We don't have these skills available in-house. We need others to help us, and we are getting that, and we're grateful for it. We're also, though, you know, engaging in and encouraging more dialogue about root causes, because this is not a TTC issue. It is not a Toronto issue. This is a transit issue across North America, in big cities across North America, and a non-transit issue as well. So, you know, there's clearly bigger things at play here, and I think everybody is sort of trying to do their part. Our challenge is that, you know, we're a transit agency, which has become sort of a venue for some very high-profile incidents. That's why we are taking them so seriously.
And we always appreciate you making time for us, Stuart. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Stuart Green is TTC's spokesperson, joining us live here on The Rush as we talk about this survey showing more than 70% of people in this province find that they feel less safe on public transit. More than 66% of them saying they feel less safe in an urban setting. So probably Toronto.
That's us.
I wouldn't say Ottawa anymore.
Not
maybe
really.
Just Toronto.
There isn't transit in Ottawa. There's no public transit, that freaking mess of an O-train situation there.